echte ervaring.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo, mic motherfucking check. 1, 2. Episode 77.
77.
God's episode.
Yeah.
For all our so many religious folks, yeah, that listen to this podcast. Episode 77, Serious Rap Shit. I'm John, your host.
I'm your other host, Josh.
And yeah, we in the motherfucking building. How you been, Josh?
I'm good, man. 2 years, dog. Two-year anniversary.
Ooh, and it's the... Listen. Y'all niggas don't know.
You got Supreme Mathematics. Y'all niggas.
Well, we don't want to disrespect the nation. We don't want to appropriate. But yeah, y'all got to subscribe, and that's how you'll make it in the rapture.
Yeah.
You'll be... what's that movie? Taken? One of those movies?
It was Taken, like, is when they kidnap Hobie's daughter.
Okay. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of a movie. It was like one of those Christian joints. Cause like the churches have like their old film studios and shit, and it was like Kirk Cameron.
I was about to say probably star Kirk Cameron,
and like niggas was just like disappearing and shit during the rapture. That's what's gonna happen at the end of this podcast.
Yo, you ever see the video of the Kirk Cameron joint with the preacher boy, and they talking about like the banana is the proof that evolution isn't real? Cause like it perfectly fits the human hand or something like that. Like
what?
That's serious, yo. You gotta watch, dude. It's so overtly like homosexual, like the way they're talking about it, and they're like the close-ups of the banana and all that.
So it's like homoerotic, also conservative Christian.
Yeah,
what? Y'all gotta chill. Y'all gotta, you know, pick a damn side. You know what I'm saying? Like it never ceases to amaze me. I'm not like necessarily shocked, but it never ceases to amaze me how so many right-wing Christian folks are like, especially these politicians that are like adamant about hating gay people, we hate queer people, da 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 da.
They promote legislature for that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to pass laws to like legislate people out of existence or like marginalize them or whatever.
And they caught with like male prostitutes.
And you turn out to be having sex with male prostitutes if you're a man, a supposed straight man. It boggles my mind.
Yeah.
It boggles my fucking mind. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot of it comes from like the repressive culture and shit like that, where they're like, they're ashamed of who they are. And they've been taught to be ashamed of that. So they're ashamed of who they are. So
accept your kids or else they're going to be fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And they're going to be trying to screw the rest of us in society. Accept your goddamn kids. Hug your kids.
Yeah. Love you know your kids saying? Regardless.
I don't get it.
Nah.
But yeah. What's been happening? What's been going on?
I mean, not much, man. Like, you know, honestly,
whatever we say not much, that means just pure chaos outside in the world.
You know, it was election week. You know, we've more than exposed our ideas on that kind of stuff. But you know, there was some dope stuff that happened. I mean, you had like your first openly gay congressman. Two indigenous women were elected to Congress. Cortez, the sister in New York. She's the youngest congresswoman ever.
I saw that.
Like there's a whole bunch of firsts, you know what I mean, which is crazy in 2018 that there's still first in those senses.
We still doing this dance,
but like that's dope that those things did happen, because if anything, this is a lot of like a local politics, and that stuff is actually stuff that super affects you, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's the shit that, like, you know, like your state's attorney general can be the person who sets like a ton of shit in motion for you.
Yeah, these fucking judges out here,
yeah,
that's like roofing niggas,
like that stuff is that's just the stuff that's like directly impacts you, you know what I mean? But,
I mean to cut you off, any real wave, like we talk about revolution and like fundamental. By revolution, we mean fundamental social change. any of that shit that happens is going to happen at the local level.
Yeah, it has
anyway.
To happen at the local level, you know, first before it happens at like a larger state level and then international and countrywide and international level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. You know, the only thing, like, the one of the best things is like, dude, I don't got to turn on YouTube and see Joe Donnelly, like, attack ads every video I watch.
Jeez, like,
it was insane, man. Like, that's the thing. I remember being a kid and seeing, like, the attack ads all the time and going, like, why? Like, why is this on every 5 minutes?
I'm glad I'm out the hospital in general.
Yeah.
I'm super glad I'm out the hospital and not laying in a fucking bed.
Having to watch, like,
watching TV 18 hours a day. I'm fucking elated at that shit. Because that shit would have drove me crazy. Like, the political ads,
it's insane, man. Like, and the belief that, like, that's what, like, gets people to come vote for you is that kind of stuff. It's like, I've never watched something where somebody was like, yo, this person that I'm competing against is a bad, bad person. Like, you're not telling me anything about you. All you're saying is this person is bad.
Yeah, like, that shit don't flip nobody.
Nah.
I don't think.
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, I have, like, a very apathetic view toward, like, that, like, electoral politics in a lot of ways, where it's like, people are divided. Like, I guess they talk about, like, swing votes all the time and shit like that. I just don't, like, I don't, maybe because I grew up, like, with people who are either, like, super, like, left or at least Democrats or further left. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, wild left. That nobody's ever like, well, you know, I don't know. Like, you know,
maybe I should vote for that Republican this
time. I don't know anybody.
That never happens. People will support certain measures that are proposed that, you know, maybe out of party or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I understand people who, like, you know, like, are against legalization of marijuana. Like, I don't understand. I'm like, you know, if you understand the facts, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But I at least go, like, oh, okay, well, if that's your opinion, that's just, like, how you believe, then that's fine.
Right.
But, like, yeah, to go, like, oh, well, I'm going to vote for this Republican for this spot, but this Democrat for this thing. I don't get, like, any, but maybe that's just how I was raised.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think we live in a time like that. Like, I don't get people who go, like, yeah, well, I voted for Obama, but now I voted for Trump.
I'm rolling with Trump. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like, dude, like, if you believed in, like, for whatever, you know, trappings it is, you believed Obama, you believed in him, then you vote for the guy who said he wasn't an actual citizen in the United States. Like,
it's like, fam, you eat, you pray five times a day and you eat pork?
Yeah, like,
I don't understand.
I don't get
how you can
math.
Hold both of those, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think a lot of people also vote against, you know, specific candidates.
Yeah, that's true.
So I know a lot of people detested Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, that was my whole argument. Like, you know, I've talked about my friend who works for the Democratic Party several times. Like, I told her several times, like, yo, people don't like her. And she
y'all
was like,
can't keep running her.
Yeah, she was like, no one was like, no one's motivated to go vote for her. Because this one, before she even picked the white bread for her running mate. She was like, I was telling her, she was like, yeah, we're hoping she picks, you know, because she ran off a couple of different people. She was like, she needs somebody who motivates, like, the base, blah, 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 blah. Like, she doesn't really motivate anybody to go vote for her. And then she picked, you know, like, a fucking watching paint dry as her running mate.
Tim Kaine.
That was
Tim motherfucking Kaine.
Yeah.
Dog, real shit, if she would have picked Bernie Sanders, they would have crushed Donald Trump.
Definitely.
They would have crushed Donald Trump.
Definitely.
God damn.
No, definitely. Like, that, there would have been no chance. His backing was so strong that people that did believe in him and maybe didn't like Hillary would have went with her regardless because, well, he's on the ticket.
Yeah, motherfuckers would have been like, all right, well, I guess we got to ride up for Hillary. You know? But, yeah, certain people, politicians, play the long game. They play the strategic game.
Yeah.
So it made sense to me for her to not have somebody who had that much people power in her cabinet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes sense to me. But yeah, that's the reason. That's one of the reasons why y'all lost. People hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers surprisingly still rock with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
It's like shocking to me. But Hillary, nah. That ship has sailed. I was just talking to my Uber driver before you and I met up. And I was saying the same thing. I was like, people despise Hillary Clinton. There's no reason. Well, there are reasons why the DNC continues to support her, why the embedded, you know, experienced Democrats support her. She got power. She got influence. She got relationships. You know what I'm saying? You see it in your local rap scene. A nigga that's whack, but everybody fucking with him, and yeah, he jumping on his tracks and shit and this and that and the third. Because he, you know, that person may have access, or that person may have other relationships that people are trying to, you know, exploit or whatever. So it's the same thing in the politics game, you know? They're going to run Hillary Clinton because she's been there.
And, yeah, the name recognition.
Yeah, motherfuckers might owe her favors and shit.
Yeah.
You never know.
Definitely.
Never know.
You know, it's like, you know, people might not want to be around her because she smells like sulfur. Like my man Alex Jones said.
Yo, remember when, Chavez went up when they did like a UN address and like Bush was up there, then he left and Chavez came up, was like, smells like sulfur up here. You remember that shit? Dog. It's the coldest shit ever.
I'm glad like that shit's over with, just because like I'm tired of like the attack ass shit is annoying.
Yeah.
I haven't really been doing much, like, you know what I mean, working with like the football teams, my son's team, and then also the team I coach and like shit like that. This weekend we play for the my son's team plays for the Public League Championship.
Oh shit, the chip.
You know what I mean? They gonna watch Central though.
Yeah,
Central ass. We watched them like 3 weeks ago.
Fucking Central. Who went there?
Yeah.
Cassidy.
Nerds.
Like, went to the smartest school.
Yeah. Nerd bowl.
Yo, with Gilly, that was the cold. I mean, it wasn't cold because, you know, you're supposed to be smart and be like a good student and shit. When Gilly was beefing with Cassidy, he said that shit on YouTube. He's like, man, this nigga not no thug. This nigga with the Central High. It's the smartest school in Philadelphia. I was like, yo, Gilly ain't shit. That's some straight ignorant nigga shit to say. That nigga with the smart ass school.
So we'll watch them.
Yeah, it's quiet for y'all, Central.
The crazy thing is we played them like 3 weeks ago, play them again this weekend, and then we play them in two more weeks for Thanksgiving.
Shit, yeah.
We played them like three times in like a month.
That Thanksgiving game, Northeast versus Central,
ever competitive, too, dog.
Really? It's like one-sided either way.
Northeast is pretty much dominated, especially recently. Northeast is dominated.
Though. How long have they been playing that game on Thanksgiving?
Probably like 100 years.
Like 100 years. Niggas
both schools are like 100 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Niggas had leather fucking helmets.
Yeah,
and was playing them shits.
Definitely.
It's crazy.
Back when like high school and college football was like the big deal, and the NFL didn't even really exist.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but other than that, man, I ain't been up to much, man. Working on a few different things and trying to stay afloat, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been like, it's been pretty relaxed for me. You know what I'm saying? I've been like just digging in, you know, digging in on our thing, the film, digging in on this remix tape, making a lot of beats, writing a lot. It's been like nice and sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, no crazy shit has happened. My body isn't crazy anymore. My brain's working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been, like, it's been sweet. We on our two-year anniversary. Insane to me, because I remember when we started this shit. And I was like, how long are we going to do this shit? You know, I think that about everything that every project I take on. Like, what's this going to be? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm, like, grateful for you. In doing this with me, I'm grateful for everybody listening, people rolling up on me. Motherfuckers come up to me so much and they like, hey, serious rap shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is beautiful, because you don't always get the immediate response of what you create.
Yeah, exactly.
And what you put out in the world. But, like, people roll up and they show love and they, like, listen and they know quotes of shit
we talk about.
People quote shit to me, and I'm like, I don't even remember saying that.
I remember
saying
this shit. You know, we just freestyling.
Yeah. I definitely always thought like I'll be appreciated more when I'm dead. Like,
oh, shit,
man, my art will be appreciated more when it's dead.
Yeah. Nah, yep. Fuck that. We get in a bag.
Yeah.
While we living. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But we doing that, you know.
Any way we can.
That posthumous shit. Anyway? Yeah. Not trying to be out here. I was gonna say. I'm not trying to be out there like that. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm excited. I mean, like, for a 2-year anniversary, we got like a ridiculous amount of actual hip hop dropped last week.
How about that? Motherfuckers, for all y'all motherfuckers that, you know, hit us up, it's like, yeah, you know, we like y'all yucking it up and talking shit, but where's the hip hop, man? Like, we need more hip hop. We got a whole episode where we just talk about music. Strictly music.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, God opened up the sky and dropped, like, 30 dope hip-hop albums on us in the past week or so.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks about it when it's like that, when you get, like, a mass drop like that, is you can't really, like, engross yourself in every album
right
completely the way you would. Like, I can't stare and listen to an album for like 3 or 4 times when I have 7 other albums I gotta finish listening to.
That's why a lot of these rap reviews are so terrible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because like, you might get it the night before it drops, you know what I mean? You gotta turn around a review like immediately. That's why these reviews are terrible.
Yeah.
You know, people don't have time to really sit and absorb the music.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I mean, I can't lie. I mean, I really didn't get a chance to like dig completely into something. There's only one album we'll talk about. There's only one album I listened to more than once.
Yeah.
So everything else.
Like, which one you listen to more than once?
The Poison album.
Okay, I listened to Fetty more than once.
Oh, Fetty more than once. Yeah. I listened to 2 songs on there more than once.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't been able to listen to like that whole album.
Yeah, I listened to it the night it came out, I think, when I was going to sleep, and then I've been bumping it since then, you know what I mean?
It's really good. I really enjoy it.
It's short and sweet,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to talk about the Swizz Beatz?
Yeah, we talk about Poison first, man.
Swizz Beatz dropped the album, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good.
Yeah, it's, really, yeah, it's actually, I mean, really, really good.
It is. It's called Poison. Bunch of features on it.
You know he doesn't produce everything on here, right?
Oh, no. I assumed
like A-Rab Music did some stuff.
Yeah.
A couple other people did some stuff on here.
Yeah, I was listening to it, and I was like, okay, I don't think Swizz made all of this.
Yeah.
And, like, it's rare nowadays for me that I'll seek out track listings. Because when, you know, we were coming up,
that was one of my favorite things to do, is like pop a joint open, pull out the track list, and
you would get the album, and then it's right there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'm just listening to the music and I'm not necessarily Googling, you know, the credits.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not up.
Yeah.
People do.
Like, what you call it is like that. I looked at the Styles album. That doesn't have credits.
Yeah. That's like, a lot of records.
On title didn't have credits.
Man, a lot of records, people just drop them out of nowhere, and the credits might show up like a couple weeks later. You know what I'm saying? They're not necessarily putting them out immediately.
Yeah. No, but I really like this joint, man. Like, it might be my favorite. I don't know. I really like Fetty. But, like, it might be, like, my favorite for the newer releases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Partially, it's like, you know, because what I will say is, even the tracks, you know, like, he maybe didn't produce everything, but like, he found tracks for everybody that fit everybody.
Yeah, he's on his Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
you know,
he didn't
the
ask,
whole thing
like,
together.
He's not asking Nas to rhyme over some super trap beat or shit like that. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know if Nas ever did nothing on no trap beats, but that's like the last thing.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a Trump speech. I'm going to edit that out before I listen to Nas on some trap shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit at all.
Yeah. I mean, he has a hard enough time staying on beat on shit that he's actually good at
rhyming
at.
Wow.
It's getting edited out. So
no, it's not.
It don't even fucking matter.
No, I started the podcast, episode one, shitting on Nas. We're gonna keep that shit going, dog. Jesus, it's a theme that runs through the whole thing.
Yeah, until Nas. You got rhymes 365 days in you plus some. Load up the mic, plus one. Cuss while I plus from. My skull causes pain in my brain vein. Money maintained. No move against the grain. Simple and plain. So, yeah, the joint, speaking of Nas, he has a joint on Poison called Echo.
Really dope. It's
fucking actually a really dope song. Fire. Yeah. Fucking fire.
It's probably the best thing I've heard from him in a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's real
better
dope.
Than that album he put out.
Right. I liked
A couple songs
off. The Adam and Eve shit, yeah. I liked a lot. But then the whole controversy with them like stealing the,
yeah,
the beat
that
or whatever.
A lot of that. Yeah.
But like this Echo shit is fire. Yeah. Nas is like styling on it. He feels like confident in like his delivery. The wordplay is ill. The imagery is ill. It's like everything you want out of Nas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The production, similar in that vein of like Rock Marciano, where it's just a loop, no drums.
Yep.
He like rhyming on some like, it sound like some like dark jazz fusion type shit.
Yeah.
That he's rhyming on this joint. It's real fucking dope.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that joint. The Come Again joint that I talked about a couple of weeks ago from Gigs, that's on here.
Yeah.
And I really like that joint.
Mm-hmm.
They got a video for the Swizz Montana joint.
Yeah, I peeped that.
Yeah, I like that joint. That sounds like the most like retro Swizz joint.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like that it not super Casio sounding, but like that. Those loud keys and all that kind of stuff, yeah. Like and like the scratch shit, mm-hmm. as like a part of the beat, that is like that. But I really enjoy that genre.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I really enjoy that genre.
I fuck with the Wayne song, is real dope.
Yeah,
Pistol on My Side shit. The other joint, the Kiss Kendrick and Styles P joint, yes, is crazy.
It's like real retro, where it's got like Kiss and Styles going back and forth with each other.
Yeah. And Kendrick ain't even got a verse on the shit.
Nah.
He just like yelling shit on the joint. It's crazy. I would have loved to see Kendrick actually spit a verse on it, but you know, whatever. It's a good song either way. And Styles and Kiss more than Hold It Together.
Yeah, Something know? Dirty, that joint.
Yeah. Something Dirty.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, there's a couple of joints. Like, I like the beat for the joint with him and 2 Chainz on it, but I really could have did without like Swizz talking for a minute. Like, he literally talks for the first minute of that song.
He on that shit. He's even the Nas joint. Yeah. He's like, feel the vibe. Don't you feel the energy in the room? And like, I'm like, yo, Swizz hit a rail.
Yeah.
And went in the booth. I don't know if Swizz actually does cocaine. But
I'm assuming he does, he's famous.
Yes. Listen. I would. But he's you could tell on this shit, he's like, he's feeling his power, you know what I mean? Which he should, you know what
definitely.
I mean? But yeah, it's a dope, strong, solid fucking record.
Absolutely.
I even said it on the podcast. I was like, a few weeks ago, I was like, I don't know how I would feel with Nas and Swizz for a whole record. After this shit, I could take it. You know what I mean? I could take Swizz.
I just don't need him talking on every record.
Nah, I feel that. I could take Swizz as like a guiding hand for a Nas record. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of artists need that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a article that ran yesterday or day before yesterday or whatever. They were talking about DJ Premier said that he was the one that sequenced Illmatic. So they had all the songs or whatever, and he was like, okay, Genesis, of course, New York State of Mind, you know what I mean? He was the one that, you know, created that sequencing for the record, which that shit, it would have been a flawless record regardless, but it's like extra flawless because
crazy
of
too
the sequence.
Halftime falls at the end of A side A. If you have a cassette, it fell on the end of cassettes of the A side, and then you flipped it. So it was so crazy how that even worked out. Like, they
were
able
perfect.
To work that out.
It was fucking perfect. So artists can benefit from that. You know what I mean? You create and then you hand it off to somebody.
I think we talked about this before with like part of the one of the drawbacks to like current hip hop the way it's done, there's not a lot of oversight. Yeah. Like, guys just go in the studio, they put something together and drop it.
Yeah.
And that's great for some shit, but like some stuff you go, like I think Drake's last two projects could have definitely dealt with somebody standing over his shoulder going like, yo, this should be cut, this should be cut, this should be cut.
You need an editor.
Yeah. Because I always look back at like, I wonder what Ready to Die would have been without Puffy.
Yeah.
Because without Puffy, you don't have Juicy. That was the last track he brought in the beat. It was the last track.
Yeah.
You don't have One More Chance. Mm-hmm. Especially not the remix to One More Chance that everybody knows.
Yeah.
You don't have, what's the other single? Big Papa. You don't have that. You don't have, like, all that shit is just not there.
That made that record stand out.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of it's good. Like, the What and Things Unchanged. All that shit is amazing. But that shit, Juicy, Big Papa, all of that stuff, it changed up, like, the energy in the record. There's a lot of, I listen to so much old rap. Like, it's stupid. There's a lot of records from that same time that are all just, like, dark, dusty drums, filtered samples. There's no real, you know, variation in like the feel and the color of the record. And that's what an album is. It takes you on an emotional journey. So you have a lot of records that are dope for the time, but they're not exceptional
because
they don't have that variation.
Yeah.
Ready to Die had that, and I think I agree. You know, I think that a lot of that was Puff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you look at like, it's an album I go back to all the time because I say I think it's just as good. It was just as good as like the top albums at the time of The Natural by Mike Geronimo.
Yeah.
If he had a Puff in his corner who gave him maybe like one big single, like a like a One More Chance type thing like that, he gave him something like that, like Mike Geronimo's career trajectory might be completely different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He tried it on the second one,
but here was the problem. What happened with a lot of that stuff was, and you saw it with like Jay's second album where he did Sunshine, shit like that, where it was like, we'll get one song that sounds like the shit that Puff does really well, but it's not just about that one song. It's about Puff curating how the sound is on the album totally. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be interesting, you know, to see Big's career without Puff.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, would he have been as big as he was? Because a lot of the stuff that made him as big as he was Puff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think if you would have allowed him to be at his own devices, he would have been the hoodie, baggy jeans, Timberland, not the smooth Kangol wearing. Like, you know what I mean? That player shit was Puff telling him to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He was a Brooklyn hard rock.
Yeah. And a lot of cats, this morning, for whatever reason, I woke up and I wanted to hear Ill Out Scratch.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to them and like watching their videos and stuff. And they were taking that formula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, don't shut down on a player. They had the pimps and like the hats and Kangols and shit. They was trying to be like, all right, we're gonna have some rugged shit over here. Then we're going to have some smooth but rugged shit over there. A lot of people took that formula.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Especially New York cats took that formula.
Yeah, they gave the blueprint. He gave them the blueprint, and they ran with it. You know what I mean?
So I would love to see Nas do like a full thing with Swizz. Because Swizz, you know, not like I didn't acknowledge Swizz's you know, abilities before, but this record sold me on the idea that him and Nas could do something really good together.
Yeah,
just off that one record and the records that he did with other people.
Yeah, because I think he did such a great job of finding music that fit these guys, each person's like style specifically.
Yeah.
So I think I would trust the fact that he could sit down with Nas and find music that fit what Nas does best.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
Like a true executive producer doing what an executive producer does.
And Nas can spit.
Yeah.
Nas, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, lose a step on the mic. I heard Kool G Rap recently. Kool G Rap still spitting hard.
Yeah.
Nas can still spit. You know what I mean? He ain't that old. You know what I'm saying? Like early 40s, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Nas can still spit. There's no reason why we couldn't get, like, Life is Good was good.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we couldn't get a banging Nas album in the next year or so.
Yeah.
I could tell he kind of want to throw something back out
there.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
I
read an interview where he was like, he wants that taste out of his mouth, that Kanye taste. And listen, I think the thing is, Kanye was like executive producing 9 albums at one time and not giving like proper due to each individual. And like that hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you could definitely see that that hurt. But no, I wouldn't mind hearing that. Something where he, like, somebody can sit down and like really go through shit and curate a sound. You know, like Jay-Z's best projects are stuff when he had like a vision for the project or shit like that. Like when he's just putting out Blueprint 2 and Blueprint 3.
Shit
and,
but,
like, you know what
I
mean? Like you're not like, oh, there's a vision for this. Like the Blueprint had a vision. Like there was a vision going into that project.
I fuck with that American Gangster shit.
That American Gangster joint.
You know what I'm
vision
saying?
Going into that project.
Yeah.
The 444 is a vision going into that project. Yeah. There's not, oh, we're just going to throw shit. You're just going to put like, 12 songs together on the album and it's putting it out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's when there's a vision behind the project, it's generally a better project.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next one that we talk about is the Styles joint, the Dime.
Styles P, the Ghost.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't even know this shit. I guess on like Twitter I saw him say, you know, Dimebag coming soon, whatever. But this shit dropped. I was like, oh shit, Styles dropped that.
He just dropped one, G-Host, like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
So.
And he dropped the shit with Dave East.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo.
He's putting in work.
Styles shit is hard.
Yeah.
Styles shit is hard.
And that's why when I pulled it up, I wanted to see who did the beats on it, because I was like, it didn't fall into the trappings that like him and like Kiss and like the last couple Locks projects of like, yo, we'll just get any type of beat.
Yeah, so who the fuck made these beats?
Yeah, or we'll get our homie to sing on the hook. Shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, he got some shit. He sounds focused. He's spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Styles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's your call, John? When you posted that about the Never Fight an African or whatever
it's
called, that song is so
stupid.
Crazy, dog.
Stupid. I'm going to play it at a party to see how people vibe with it. You know what
it's
I mean?
So good, though.
Yeah, shit is heavy.
So good.
Shit is heavy.
I really enjoyed it. I do like the Styles album a lot.
Yeah.
There is a couple beat choices where I'm like, I don't really love this, but like, he's always gonna bring lyrics, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In general, he's like crushing this shit.
Yeah, and 10 songs, kept it nice and compact.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an overload, you know what I mean?
He said it was one of the songs, he was like, something to the effect, I'm not a Hillary supporter, not a Trump supporter neither. You got to watch Obama, he's slick too. Some shit he said on the show. I was like, yo, Styles is out here. But yeah, yo, he, I would love to see, I don't want this to be like an insult. I would love to see a really strong Locks album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really, like, since I was a kid, I've wanted to, like, A&R everybody's albums. You know what I mean? I used to keep a little notebook, like, extra geek shit. I used to keep, like, a little notebook when I was little, like, 9 or 10, and I would draw pictures of artists and, like, oh, this person has this kind of style, so I would have them do a song together. Or that person makes this kind of beat. Because I used to read like the sources shit, so I knew how records were made. And I watched my brother to make records, so I knew how records were made. You get producers and this, that, and the third. So I would like imagine, it was essentially being like an A&R or an executive, and I would imagine ways to make records and different combos. I would love to just like, if I had like that kind of clout, to just tell motherfuckers like, yo, you should get beats from this person and that person and that person. You should cut that song and that song and that song. I would love to see.
It's like essentially being a fantasy GM. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Because I don't rap or make beats good, but I could tell. I could tell other people, you know, how to rap and make beats good. It's like exactly like fantasy football. Yeah.
Essentially, like, oh, well, let's put this person together with this person. Blah 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 blah. Build this team and let's build a good team.
That could be an idea.
Yeah.
fantasy football, but for like rap shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna edit that out. I know y'all niggas is listening. Y'all got your little tablets and shit.
Yeah.
Taking notes. I'm cutting that shit out.
I'm not gonna say, but some bigger podcasts have already taken shit.
Wow. I'm cutting that.
Dude, I cut that shit out. Leave that shit in. I want motherfuckers to know. Motherfuckers is listening.
Wow. Okay. So
we see you. You're not alone.
Wow. Do you want to throw the wow? Cut that shit out. I don't want no, I'm like on an extra peace wave. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be here. I feel good. I don't want no problems ever.
Yeah,
until my legs heal up.
Yeah,
then I'm back with the shits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I'll be
so
walking.
So our podcast Royal Rumble that we like challenged to, we got to hold that off.
I don't want no smoke. I'm so physically weak right now. Like I'm getting stronger in life. But like I'm still, you know.
You can just be the manager. I'll go in there and handle everything. You know what I mean?
BG.
You can be like Paul Bearer and
Paul
shit.
Paul Bearer. Yo. Why?
A motherfucker with an urn every once in a while.
Dog, I was listening to West Side Gun. I think it was like Mayhem Lauren and West Side Gun, and one of them niggas was like, Greg the Hammer Valentine, he the white me. I was like, oh, I haven't heard that name in a while. And I looked up old promos of Greg the Hammer Valentine. Wildly racist. My man, wildly racist. Dog, he was doing a promo. He was supposed to rumble. It was either Coco Beware. So many references to Coco Beware on this podcast. It was either Junkyard Dog or Coco Beware. I can't remember. But he was like, Coco Beware, when I see you nasty black person. I was like, whoa! Is this allowed on YouTube? What
yes.
the fuck? Dog. So, yeah, fuck Greg the Hammer Valentine for being a racist. I don't know if he's dead or not, but yeah.
I'm not sure. No,
yeah, fuck that dude. Is.
They were doing, like, coke to get up for matches and then doing, like, perks and shit like that to come down from every match. So I'm sure, like, their hearts explode.
Y'all niggas out here worried about if your kid is doing XYZ, if your kid is this or your kid is that. Don't let your kid be no motherfucking professional wrestler.
Yeah. Don't let your kid become,
That's the shit that's a death trap.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck that. I'd let my kid be like a raver or some shit. I'd let my kid be like one of Burning Man niggas before I let my kid be a professional wrestler.
Speaking of West Side Gun and them, West Side Gun dropped Hitler Wears Hermes 6.
Yeah, he did.
It's dope. There's some really dope joints on there. Like, some of their stuff has become started to sound more and more same soundy.
Yeah.
But again, I think part of that is just they release so much shit.
Yeah.
That, like, I think sometimes. I think sometimes you're getting stuff that isn't that great. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this shit is dope. I always, I'm always here for West Side, like, his voice, his presence, his bars and shit. Y'all niggas gotta stall me out with the Hitler shit. Y'all gotta stall me out with the Hitler shit. I don't wanna turn on no rap record and the intro is my man, you know, talking about Hitler shit, nigga, Hitler shit. Like, I can't vibe with that shit.
Yeah.
I can't vibe with that.
Well, I remember you hated that. What was that John's name? What was her name? She had a real, like mellowed out sound to her, and she was, everybody thought she was gay. Because she was like, try me.
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, because she was like, I really hate niggas. I'm a Nazi.
Yeah.
I understand in like dumb rap, you know, metaphor talk what you're doing. But that's literally not an okay thing to say on a song.
Yeah.
And then they was playing it on the radio and like kids was singing it. So I'm not fucking with that shit. That shit takes me out. You know, and maybe it shouldn't be this way, but like violence and shit. You know what I'm saying? And rap where niggas is just like talking shit about busting their guns and all of that stuff. Whatever. I'll accept that. Y'all niggas not going to be just giving me Nazi metaphors and you done made 6 mixtapes with fucking Hitler in the title. I'm not with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not with that shit. You know what I mean? Like the Confederate flag shit. You know, Kanye was doing the Confederate flag shit on the jacket. I'm not with that shit. I don't care what what kind of, you know, art kind of shit you on or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not, I can't vibe with that shit. Too many motherfuckers died. too many motherfuckers continuing to die
over that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I can't fuck with that shit. Yeah. I don't want to hear no rapper that come out, you know, with a slave trader's name. You know what I'm saying? Or as his moniker or whatever. I'm not fucking with that.
No,
so I think that off top took me out of you know, Hitler Wears Hermes 6. But then also that, yeah, it's some of the stuff is same soundy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like the joint. There's one joint on here that was real crazy for me. I'm trying. Excuse me, y'all. Looking this shit up. Was it Evidence joint?
Yeah. I know what joint you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they got, like, fly shit on it. I'm always, you know, checking for their shit. This one, to me, was just like, okay. This is like, all right, it's dope. But it ain't like the shit. Fly God is still top for me.
Yeah.
It's still my shit.
Yeah. I like Fly God. I like There's God and Fly God. Praise both.
Yeah. Like a title.
I like those. Probably my two favorite joints from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. Yo, Benny just got locked up.
Really?
Yeah. He was in and out in like 2 days, but he had got bagged for like, weed possession or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he had like an open warrant or some shit, and so he got stuck sitting.
I hate the law so much, yo.
How's
that even moral that motherfuckers are making so much money off of weed and you still grabbing people off the street for that shit? Shit is terrible.
He's dropping a new joint. TT3 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So Tana Talk 3, I think it's called. That's the he's like, this shit's gonna be like my maximum opus and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Magnum opus and shit. So yeah, he's gonna I think it's supposed to be dropping soon. I think Conway keeps teasing, saying, what you call it, finally gonna come out. Grammy It's All Time's finally gonna drop. Yeah. So
Jesus.
I'm excited to hit, you know. They kept saying, but they've been saying for a while, fourth quarter was going to be when they dump everything. So
really,
yeah. Also, the Currency and Freddie Gibbs joint, Fetty.
Let me tell y'all about this motherfucking record. Alchemist produced this whole thing.
I think so.
This Currency and Freddie Gibbs shit. It took me a while to get on the Currency. It took me a while to get on the Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah,
like I ain't really fuck with Pinata. A lot of motherfuckers like really love Pinata, the shit with him and Madlib. I wasn't really on it like that. This shit, shout out my man Zilla Rocco on Twitter. He said what I thought the first time I played it. He was like, this might be the album of the year for me.
Yeah.
And I had that thought and feeling. But I'm not calling that right now. I'm not saying that shit. Because, you know, this next month for me is going to be like, oh, what's your top 10 list? What's your top 10 list? I got to, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Do that shit, dance.
We got to start working on ours.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Do that dance every year. But I can't think of, between this and No Name, I can't think of a record that I'm going to be playing more, you know, beyond the release date into the future in this Fetty shit. I love how this shit sounds. I love the contrast to their styles. Currency obviously is like real laid back. He could have been like in the Dog Pound in 97. You know what I'm saying? Laid back, smooth style. And Freddie Gibbs is more like animated. They spitting like that criminal shit. They spitting some fashion, fly, luxurious shit.
Yeah.
Funny shit. It's ill, yo. I'm like, I feel like I might like it more than you. I fuck with this shit.
I really like it. I gotta give it another look. I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to give it a good, strong listen because there was so much shit I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
I really like Tapatio and Bundy and Sincere.
Yeah. That shit, what's the joint? When you fucking with the blow.
Oh,
that shit is so good, dog. That shit, and the one right after it, this New Things.
Yeah.
Fly shit. And then the whole thing, I'm a sucker for records that flow together. So, like, songs, they don't just fade out or stop. They kind of collapse into the next song. This whole thing is like It's like some like psychedelic gangster music. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm all about it. I'm gonna listen to this shit when you leave.
It's a really, really good record.
Yeah, this
like
shit
I said,
is strong.
I want to give it some more listens because I didn't get a chance to. Like I said, I just been like I tried to digest as much new shit as I humanly possibly could.
Yeah, we really been like beating our ears up for y'all this week listening to all this shit. But yeah, I'm with it, yo. I'm fucking with it. This is gonna make me. I was already checking for Currency because some folks had told me like, oh, you need to fuck with Currency, like you might like him.
Yeah, I've been fucking with Currency for a little while.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So this is gonna make me check for everything he does after this. Everything Freddie Gibbs does after this. And Alchemist is on fire right now.
Yeah, definitely.
It's mind-boggling to me. You know, some of our younger folks that listen might not realize this, but Alchemist, when we were like teenagers, Alchemist was out here getting busy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When he was running with like Muggs and like Joey Chavez and all of them dudes on the West Coast, Alchemist was crushing it then when we was like 18.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like he's still out here. His sound is like evolved and he's still killing it.
Yeah.
I'm with it, yo. Yeah. I'm with it.
So that being said, did you listen to White Bronco by your man Action Bronson?
Fuck no, I did not.
Word, me neither.
Moving along.
I didn't listen to this joint. You got it as a Small Professor, the homie Small Professor.
Shout
Church
out to
Jones.
Small Bro, Church Jones. He got a crazy series of beat tapes that he's been doing for a while.
Yeah.
It's like Nasty Jones and like different Jones is obviously a Philly dude. I think he's from Uptown too.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Small Pro from Uptown. But Church Jones, he dropped it the other night and it's like fly beat shit. You know what I mean? It's all like gospel chops. You know what I'm saying? I was in a crib playing it the other day and like Lissa came in. She didn't say anything. I thought she would have been like, what, you listening to gospel? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, yo, it's like more of the same shit that he do. If y'all don't know, Small Professor, he's produced for Sean Price, Guilty Simpson, you know what I'm saying? Just like cool dude, dope producer.
Yep.
And yeah, this tape, fuck with this shit, is on Bandcamp. All his joints are on Bandcamp. But yeah, it's like
one half of Career Crooks.
One half of Career Crooks. And we reference Zilla Rocka, who's also in Career Crooks. Also, I did a remix for one of the joints on their album. So if you look up a song called Angel Dust by Career Crooks, you can find the remix that I did of that joint right before my brain went haywire. I went to the hospital for 2 months. That was like the last thing I did. You know what I'm saying? Right before that shit happened. But yeah. Small Pro, Church Jones. It's the shit. Fuck with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Another Philly dude.
My son. You know what I'm saying?
Matt Ox.
Matty Ox.
Album's called Ox.
Yeah.
Shout out
the Northeast for producing some of the most brilliant like weird psych and indie rock folks. But also producing young trap rappers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Northeast Philly for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, I like this. I like certain stuff on here. There's a couple of joints that sound like really like they. Hey, listen, he's a kid. And kids are always going to like fuck with their sound because they're trying to find their sound.
100%.
He has a couple of joints on here that have like a real Sway Lee vibe.
Yeah.
And I fuck with those joints heavy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And listen, I mean, he's not making music for a 37-year-old. Like, you know what I mean? He's like 13, so he ain't making music for me. Yeah. But there is some joints on there that I really like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see like he's still out here doing it. There was some like label drama I know he went through, shit like that. So I'm glad he's still like, you know, still pushing through. Yeah. Like, you know,
and he's fam with the homie.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like the fam of fam.
Exactly.
Of the podcast. So yeah, I wish him all the best shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Any of these young people that's out here making music and doing anything, like it boggles my mind, but I think I understand it in a way. It boggles my mind to see folks of our age group who hate that kids are rapping, or hate, you know, the music that young people make or the culture that young people make. You know, it's not for you.
Exactly.
It's not for you. My brother, God bless him, everything I listened to was whack.
Yeah, I know.
Company Flow was whack. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was playing the Mountain Brothers one time, and he came in and was, who the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean? My brother ain't like nothing that
five
I listen
five,
to.
Five elements.
Come on. Fucking five elements. Galaxies.
Yeah.
Come on.
The fact that I remember that shit, I couldn't tell you what I was learning in school that year.
Hell nah. Niggas remember these underground rap records. Nothing I liked. Saphir. Nothing I liked. My brother thought was cool because he's from a different age group, which I understand. But I, you know, I try to
the best
be open to the shit.
And Mir, you know, you go at it over music now.
Yo, when I was like at my mom crib, like in the wheelchair and shit, though, we had having like the most fun eating like Jamaican jerk chicken platters and shit, and like watching my brother and my nephew argue about rap. Hilarious. My brother would play some shit, like Lil Baby or some shit, and like my brother would be like, this shit is terrible. That's not rap. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, I understand that, you know, everything ain't for me, but I don't want to be like mad at the youngins. Like, fuck that shit. Like the Matty Ox shit, the song Ride Around, I like a lot. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff is cool. Some of the stuff not so much cool. But that's fucking music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's a kid trying to find a sound, man. Like, that's, you know. The thing is, nowadays, a lot of these kids are found. Like, we would be kids finding, in our generation, it was kids finding their sound. And then when they got their sound, put their albums out. Nowadays, these kids find their sound while they're putting their albums out.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what you're seeing. You're seeing these kids experiment while putting music out. You know what I mean? Because it builds their base, like, you know what I mean? There's people that fuck with them and they grow with them as
follow,
well as they go along.
Follow the progression and shit. Absolutely.
Metro Boomin dropped a joint too.
I did not hear this.
Yeah, Not All Heroes Wear Capes. It's dope. There's some really dope shit. I'm gonna pull it up. Because I forgot to note what joints I really liked on there. But there's some really dope joints. Shit, I didn't realize there was two volumes to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all instrumentals. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why, because when I originally played this, there wasn't volume two attached to it. Now there's a volume two attached to it. Because of course, you know, these digital shit just updates on its own, and next thing you know, there's a additional shit on here.
It's funny, I'm considering doing that with my shit I'm working on. Like, it's a remix tape, but I'm probably gonna drop like the remixes on Bandcamp and YouTube, and then everywhere else, like where you would stream shit, just be all just the instrumentals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a couple of joints he's got with Travis Scott. The one thing what I will say too is like, there is some of the older, like, Metro Boomin sounding shit on there, like the trappy shit. But then there's, like, a lot more of him experimenting more with sampling and, like, soul sampling, shit like that. Like, there's just, like, you could see him. I heard this in some of the other projects he's did recently where he's, like, expanding out to different sounds.
Yeah.
And I, like, you see it even more on this joint. Which ones? There's Up to Something with Travis Scott and Young Thug. That's real dope. Borrowed Love with Sway Lee and WizKid. That's real dope. No Complaints with Offset and Drake. That joint's dope. Overdue with Travis Scott. That joint's dope. And 10 a.m. Save the World with Gucci Mane.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's some real dope stuff on here. Out of the compilation joints, it's not as good as Swiss.
You
know what I mean? But there is some dope shit on there.
Ain't no Metro, don't trust. Sidebar.
Yeah.
You see this shit with my man from Complex as Ben Carson?
My
man from Complex as Ben Carson. I guess this is what he was running.
Yeah, in, a couple years ago.
Republican primaries. He asked him, he's like, you know, we at Complex represent, you know, the voice of the youth. You don't. But it's like, we just have one question to ask you, Dr. Ben Carson. Could you finish this sentence? If Metro don't trust you, blank. And he's like, "What?" He thinks about it for a second. He's like, "Well, if Metro doesn't trust you, then I think you have to be more honest, and you have to work on why the causes is the why they don't trust you." And homeboy just looks at him, was like, Thank you, Dr. Carson. Walks away. I was like, you fucking asshole. Dog, you don't got no young black people around you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Dog, that shit was so funny.
No, like I said, there's some dope stuff on there. Mm-hmm. It's not as good as what you call it, though. It's not as good as the Swiss joints. The Swiss shit, compilation type joints go.
Yeah. Yeah, Swiss crushed it with this shit. You know, I didn't have much expectation for it. A little bit that, because he put on IG the joint with Kendrick, Kiss, and Styles. When I heard that shit, I was like, oh, Swiss shit might be heavy. You know what I mean? But before that, I didn't really have no expectations, but he did his thing.
Yeah, definitely. And last, for me, I don't know if you have another one after this, is Takeoff's The Last Rocket.
Fuck, I meant to listen to that.
Yeah. Listen, we've said before, when we talked about Honcho's album, mm-hmm. They're better as a group.
Yeah. They playing off each other.
They play off each other. You
know,
really well.
This is a Guru and Premier. Yeah. Like, niggas like Jazzmatazz, but, you know, you here for Gangstar.
Yeah, it wasn't Gangstar.
Yeah.
But there's some joints on here, like She Gonna Wink, None to Me, and Lead the Wave, I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it's kind of, you know, sounds real similar to, just trap records. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing, like, super impressive. But there is some dope joints on there. Again, probably a little too long. Even though it's, like, probably about 10 tracks with, like, the intro and the outro. But I don't know. I don't know if I need 10 records from Takeoff.
Right.
So... Right. But no, I mean, there's some dope shit on there. But I could have took, you know, between this joint, Honcho's joint, shit like that. Like, we could have combined all the grid songs, all that shit to make one really good Migos record.
Good Migos album. Yeah.
But no, I mean, there's some dope shit on there. I would say check it out. But it might be, you know. I'm keeping like Maddox out of it as far as like, oh, what you definitely should listen to this week, on a sense that like I'm not really trying to judge Maddox.
Just a
13-year-old kid's record. This is probably the least one I would say go out and make sure you go check this joint out.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I know some younger people who really are fucking with
it. Yeah. I say this, go listen to that Fetty shit.
Yeah, that Fetty joint.
That shit is hard.
That joint, I say that joint and the Swiss joint are definitely joints you should check out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess we can start rapping.
Yeah.
We don't have anything new to listen to because we just did a whole podcast.
We just fucking did it.
What I will say, there is a new show I would tell people to check out called The Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj on Netflix.
Yeah.
They're dropping one like every Sunday. Mm. The first Sunday they did 2 episodes. And so this past Sunday they dropped the 3rd episode. Mm. And next Sunday they'll do the 4th. And I think he said they're going to do 32. But it's going to be like 7-7, and then like they're going to break it up.
Where?
So this will be the 4th one coming up. But the first 3 are really, really good. Like basically what it is, like it's like a half hour, and then he tackles like one topic per show. Like one show, one of the first 2 was about affirmative action. But it was in sense of like what they're doing is the groups – like there's this one group who's been suing a lot of schools about getting rid of affirmative action for like these white, because like these poor white kids couldn't, you know, God forbid they didn't get like legacy entry into school, shit like that.
Yeah.
They've now connected with some Asian parents who feel like their kids aren't getting the right to, like they're not more Asian kids in Harvard.
Oh wow. Okay.
And he's like, they're being used by this white organization as like, oh, well, you know, it's not racist now because we have Asian people that are saying that the affirmative action is bad. Wow.
So it's like a coalition.
Yeah. Wow. So there's that episode. Then they just did an episode. He did an episode on Saudi Arabia, you know, with the killing of the journalist and like all their like wild dealings. And then this past episode was, shit, what was this past episode? I can't remember. I watched it last night and I can't remember what it was about. I think it was about like a lot of election stuff, but some of the smaller election stuff, some of the stuff that's like really important and shit like that.
Yeah.
As far as like what affects your daily life, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good. I really enjoy it. You know, it's along the same wave. You know, he's a former, like, Daily Show correspondent, shit like that. So it's along a lot of that political wave and shit like that. But it's really good. I really enjoy it. It's not like an over-the-head type joint of, like, oh, it's an hour and a half type shit. It's half hour. It gets you in and out.
Yeah.
And it's a new wave, I think, from Netflix trying to do, like, these weekly shows, shit like that, and to bring you in every week. You know what I mean? But I would say check that out. Like, that was really good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, speaking of TV wave, Ambrosia for Heads launched a fucking TV channel.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Subscription streaming channel. So yeah, it's only like $1.99 a month.
Yeah,
to subscribe. If you know, if you listen to this podcast, you probably do know. Ambrosia for Heads does a lot of real dope hip hop journalism and reporting and stuff. And yeah, I'm like, down to see what this shit is about. Yeah, you know what I mean? Check
it
out.
Listen, they need a weekly podcast that they can air every
week. Come on.
You know what I mean? They can shoot and air every week. I'd be down to do it.
We promise to say the most outlandish things to piss off all the real hip hop guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Scandinavia. And boost those hate watches.
Yeah,
hate,
exactly.
Hate listens or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So we just reviewed like Takeoff's album, Maddox album.
Yeah, we
like,
did.
All that shit would definitely have like
so many 808s.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
People would be really upset,
right?
I bash Nas almost every episode. Like that would be a million
Jesus.
Hate watches.
Yeah.
No, I'm interested to see what they do, what lineup they have, what they got going on over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna subscribe. You know what I mean? I just saw the shit yesterday.
Yeah, the other day. Yeah, so yeah, I'm interested to check it out. But other than that, yo, fuck with us on all the different places. We appreciate y'all. 2 years.
Two fucking years.
You know what I mean? We're slowly approaching 100. I don't know. What's that, 23 weeks from now? Holy shit, that's still a little
while. That's still a while. Yeah.
Jesus. Damn, I didn't realize that was that long off.
Yeah, I love how you're like, yeah, we'll quickly approach it. Wait, hold up. Do the math.
23 weeks. Holy shit.
Yeah.
How our much lives shit can change?
Our lives will be different in 23 weeks.
Definitely.
Jesus.
Maybe we'll still be here. Maybe there won't be nuclear war by then.
Fuck it. If Trump fucked the world up like on an extinction level before we pop off, there's going to be issues.
Yeah,
I'm going to be really upset. Yeah. Really fucking upset.
Really upset. Yeah, side note.
Asshole.
Yo, dog, if I get disappeared, like if I end up in Gitmo, man, it's my mom's fault, dog. Like, yo, she verbally assaults Trump like daily on
shit.
Twitter. You
yeah,
know? Like,
yeah, she gotta chill. She gotta chill.
They go run in the crib. Tell you now, they go run in the crib.
Like I feel you, moms. But yeah, I'd be real like, I used to say like real crazy shit on the internet. Now, like,
she's been blocked on, like, not blocked on Twitter. She's like been Twitter jail several times, shit like that.
I love that your mom's on Twitter. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, yo.
She essentially does nothing but like assault Trump on Twitter.
nigga said keep that same energy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I know my mom. She would definitely keep that same energy in person.
Jeez.
But yeah, fuck with us on all the different places: Spotify, SoundCloud,
bam, bam,
Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Brooklyn Radio, everywhere's man. Like every place you can listen, man. We appreciate all y'all. 2 years in, I wasn't sure if we was gonna continue doing this after a couple weeks. So
yeah.
You know, 2 years in, and we're steadily growing. So I'm appreciative of all that shit. Appreciative of all the love.
We're flying on the wings of y'all's collective love.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will be back next week.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.